This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Just yesterday, we were talking about some of the added stress of the holiday season. 82% of you said you found this time of year to be somewhat more stressful or just flat out more stressful. But it's not just increased festivity that adds up to that stress. As the pages of the calendars turn, you get hit with all new set of seasonal responsibilities. Shiny Saravanamuthu is here with some lifestyle tips on getting organized this time of year. Hey, good morning, Shiny.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you as always. So, Shiny, as the season changes and the temperature drops, how does that impact your organization of clothes, boots, other accessories? How do you prep for the season?
Oh, boy. Well, I think a lot of us, especially with last year, we didn't really get out much. So we didn't really use all of our winter stuff to its full potential. So this year, I feel myself, at least, I feel like I felt like, okay, I don't have anything. So I got a new jacket. I had to make sure my boots were good, bringing out all your storage bins of all your winter clothes back up and bringing all your summer clothes back and just getting everything ready in the sense of like bringing out like the little things like your carpet, the shovel, the salt, like, you know, all those winter fun stuff that we need.
Do you like use like bins at all or anything? Like this is my glove bin. This is my hat bin. This is my hat rack. I've got a system at my place that could be called organized chaos. I know where things are, but like if anybody looked from the outside looking in, they'd be like, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah, no, I'm like that too. Like I need everything to be a specific place because you don't want to quote unquote have to use your vision. You just kind of know it's there. You kind of put your hand there and it's there. So that's, I get it. Organized chaos is the perfect word.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. Hey, so you mentioned like, obviously this is a moment where we're maybe transitioning towards winter boots and coats and maybe putting some stuff on that we haven't worn in a year or two. Does this time of year also offer that opportunity to maybe get some donations going?
Definitely, because I feel like a lot of us want to start off the year, like the new year, clean and like with, you know, a clean slate and have everything organized. So it's like the perfect time to declutter and clean and see what you have that's left over or not using. My rule of thumb is like if you see something and you haven't used it or worn it for a year, most probably you will never wear it or need it. So donate it. And this is a perfect time when people need it. It's the season, you know, holiday season, and people love getting donations, especially those who are in need. So it's a perfect time for you to declutter, make room, and give someone else something that they can use.
You mentioned the word cleaning there. So often we hear the expression spring cleaning. Do you think this is also an opportunity for some winter cleaning?
Definitely, because like this is when you bring out your winter stuff and you realize, my case, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm hoarding stuff that I don't even need. So it's a perfect time to like clean and organize between a season and a new year. So it's a great way to do that and just get rid of stuff before the new year. So in our culture, we try to get rid of things we don't need before the new year. So like, to, you know, start off fresh. So that's something that we do. So currently in the working in progress on that.
Yeah, not to mention if you're going to have friends over, you know, it's nice to have nice clean floors and nicely wiped down counters and all that good stuff. Show that
loud, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Show that minimalism. So along those lines, obviously this year is going to be different than last year. Certainly COVID is still around. There's still a pandemic, but we know some of the rules are changing. Festivities are going to be a little bit bigger. Is that going to get some holiday groove? Is it going to take some adjusting this year?
I think so, because last year everything was so quiet and like our schedule wasn't crazy. We were just home and like, you know, we just had our parents over. We didn't have anything crazy or huge hosting. It was just five of us, you know, and we didn't have to worry if we had plans or like, you know, like now it's like everyone is like excited and I get it. And everyone wants to do something. There's events, there's like, you know, potlucks here and there, but you have to organize yourself, right? Time management, try to figure out, okay, what works, when can I do this? And then you plug in all your events And then you're like, okay, but like for this event, I need to make this. And then, you know, like, so organization and like scheduling yourself is probably what helps me get through this season. And I kind of don't want to say no to all these things that I'm getting invited to, because last year we did nothing.
Yeah.
So the best way to get through it all, I believe, is to organize myself. And then on December 20th, I scheduled myself a massage. So it will all work out.
A little preemptive massage. Yeah, I like that one. Okay, so I just want to dig a teensy bit deeper there, yeah, in regards to maybe some of the tips you have for folks managing stress this time of the year.
Yeah, just I'm old school and I like to write things out and, like, I know, pun intended, like visually kind of see how crazy my life is going to be. Just organizing yourself. If you're someone like me who bakes or needs to cook, try to get your ingredients ahead of time, because you don't want to go last minute and them not be there also. And to know what you'll be able to work with, or if you need to change any recipes because you can't find anything, just plan ahead. Especially this time of year, you don't want to go into stores a few days before the holidays, because it'll be a zoo. And with us, with our visual impairment, it's not that great to be in a crowded place. So always think ahead. And that way, if you need to make any adjustments, you have the time to do so and you're not stressing out more than you have to.
Yeah, I feel that way too. I'm a big proponent of trying to make sure you know where those what I call the linchpin operations are. It's like, okay, yeah, I've got this tent pole here, that tent pole there. I've got to make sure everything's in line for this one. And once we accomplish that, we can keep moving forward. Hey, Ashani, I know you're a big fan of the holiday season, generally speaking. So all the best to you and yours. Enjoy making some of those memories that we didn't get a chance to make last year.
Me too. I hope you get to try the Christmas market.
Well, I'm going to make my way to some Christmas market. I don't know which one I'll be there, but I'll find my way to a Christmas market. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.